The Lord. So at this time, Reverend Vanessa, are you on the line?
Praise the Lord, I'm here.
Praise God. And again, for praise those who are just tuning in, we are truly blessed tonight to have our guest minister, Reverend Vanessa Phillips, the associate pastor at Unity Community Church, where she serves under her pastor and husband, the Reverend Dr. Mm-hmm. Cavell Phillips. So I say to you, Reverend Vanessa, let go and let God use you, and
hallelujah.
We are going to be blessed. So you can begin
hallelujah.
At any time.
Hallelujah. Greetings to each and every one of you, certainly to you, Lady Bolden, Pastor, and we are just thankful to God above all. And first is that he's given us another day. He's allowed us to see this day, and he's allowed us to move forward in this day. And we just thank him for his goodness, for his grace, his mercy, his love, and his unfailing love towards us. Pastor, you know that I am honored to be here to serve this evening, and I just want to say thank you for entrusting me to be able to be used of God to share a word to encourage the body of Christ, and for anybody that is on this call this evening that does not know Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God, as Savior and Lord of their lives. It is my prayer, glory to God. It is our prayer tonight, glory to God, that you will hear this word, receive it, and make your decision today to make him Lord of your life. There is a word tonight, and I want to go straight there, hallelujah, because I am so excited about God's word. It is food for our spirit. It is our daily way of living. It is what we need each and every day to serve the true and the living God, not just to serve him, but to have all that God has for us. So this evening, go with me as we, if you will, take a subject that it is no turning back, but we're moving forward. And so before I get started with this word, if you all will go to Genesis, if you go to Genesis in the Old Testament is where we'll begin tonight, Genesis 19. And I'm going to begin there at the 23rd verse, and we're going to read down to the 26th verse. Let's go before the Lord and ask his blessings over what he's about to do on this evening. So, Father, we just want to thank you and honor you. We thank you again for the opportunity to serve. And, Father, I pray not my will, but glory to God, thine will be done. For, Father, as I always pray, it's not about me, but hallelujah, it is all about you. We thank you, Father, for Peterville Baptist Church. We thank you for the pastor and the First Lady, hallelujah, and the entire congregation, and all that are on this call. Father, it is not just by chance that they're here tonight, but glory to God, you have purposed and ordained it, glory to God. And so, Father, we just thank you that you're moved by your spirit, for the word of God says it's not by might, it's not by power, but it is by my spirit, says the Lord. So show up and show out, Holy Spirit, and meet the need of your people this evening. And we will be so careful to give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. We thank you, Father. This evening, no turning back, but I'm going to go forward. I chose this particular passage of scripture tonight with the leading of the Holy Spirit because it blessed me so, because Lady Bolden, you know that we're living in such times right now that it is just an absolute mess. We are living in such a time that people don't know who they are. We want things our way. It is all about us. Just give me what I want. We don't want the law of the land to abide. We don't want anything but the way that we want it. And so I was in my prayer time, and this scripture came to mind about Lot and his wife. And so I went there and I read it, and I said, God, look at you. And so in this passage of scripture, the 23rd verse says, the sun was risen upon the earth when Lot entered into Zoar. The 24th verse says, then the Lord rained upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah, brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven. And he overthrew those cities and all the plain and all the inhabitants of the city and that which grew upon the ground. The 26th says, but his wife, talking about Lot, looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. Vanessa, this particular passage of scripture, you know, it's talking about a time when the earth or this particular city was really in turmoil, and it just reminded me of so much of what is happening right now. It is reminding me that, you know, men don't know that they're men and women don't know that they're women and children, girls and boys, and they don't have any idea of what they're talking about, but somebody has shown them something or they've seen something, and so they are in a state of confusion that they don't even know or recognize who they are. And everything is all wrapped up in about what I want. I made this little statement, and I make it from time to time. You know, I just want to be happy. And I got to a point in a place, and I'm like, what in the world does that mean? We got everything that we need in Jesus the Christ. He is our joy. He is our hope. He is our peace. He is our happy. He is everything that we needed. The Word of God says, listen, He has made provision for everything that pertains to life and godliness. What do you mean? I just want to be happy. I just want to do things my way. I just want to be what I want to be because it makes me happy. So I want to look like who I want to look like, and I want to talk like who. And nobody seems to care anything about what God says. So here in this 19th chapter in Genesis, there is an angel that has been sent to visit Lot. I want you all to know and to understand that Lot was a God-fearing man. He was a man that had favor with God. And God was about to destroy the city. And he found favor with Lot. And Lot found favor with God. And he gave Lot the opportunity to get out of this city for him and his family to go, because God was not happy. He was displeased with all of the things that was going on. I believe that we are in such a time as that right now. I believe that the same things I just mentioned in the very beginning are the things that was happening right there in Sodom and Gomorrah days. We are looking at this particular scripture that I want you all to focus on the fact in that 26th verse that we need to be looking forward and not looking back. Let me go ahead and bring you up to date on just one little thing that was happening here, and that was as Lot got himself together and he was going to do what God said for him to do. People laughed at him. They didn't take him serious, but Lot made a decision that, listen, I've got to make this move that the Lord has told me to do. And so he gathered up his daughters and he gathered up his wife, and they were making preparation to leave that city and to go someplace else. But his wife, they don't even give her name. His wife just had to take a look back to see all of what she was leaving behind. We cannot be so focused on the things that we want in life and leave God out of the picture when it pertains to our own individual lives. We have got to get focused and understand that, listen, God has a plan for us. Jeremiah 29:11 says, listen, I know the plans and the thoughts that I have to wear. God just wants to prosper us. He wants to have what he has for us to be manifested in our lives right here in the earth. Jesus said, but listen, I've come that you might have life and have life more abundantly. We can have the things of God when we put our faith to action. We can have the things of God when we want to be obedient and walk the way that God says walk. We can have all the things that we want or need because God says, listen, I will give you the desires of your heart. So here today, to encourage you, don't let the things of the world consume you. Don't let the cares of life overwhelm you. Don't let anybody get you in a place that you feel like you need to give up, let it go, because, listen, this is just not working. I beg of you and I say to you, Lisa, just hold on, as they used to say in my grandmother days and my mama days. Listen, just hold on just a little while longer. Let God go ahead and have his opportunity, and let him have the way with your life that God wants to have, that he can be all that he wants to be in your life. After all, he is God, the creator. Nobody knows you like God knows you. Nobody can do you like he can do you, because he's Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. He is God. God the Father. God the creator. He's all-knowing. He's all-powerful. And he has an unfailing love towards each and every one of his. So as you think about moving from past relationships, or you feel that you're at a place that you just can't let go, I want to encourage you tonight, go ahead and let go and let God have his perfect way. Don't let past sin keep you from leaving that city or that place where you are, that you don't feel like you can go ahead and move forward to the things of God that God has for you for such a time as this and your future. Go ahead and let all of those cares of life that may be wearing you down, you just don't think that you can let go and move forward from it. I've come to encourage you this evening that you can let those things go. You don't have to stay in yesterday, but you can move forward to today. Let God close some doors that only God can close in your life. Let God go ahead and move some obstacles out of your way that you have tried to move, but out of your own power, out of your own might, and out of your own will, you just cannot do. Don't stay in a place that is doomed for destruction when God is waiting and he's ready and he is patiently waiting for you to just take that step towards him and let him have his perfect way and allow his perfect will in your life. I was at a place in my life that I thought that the only thing left for me to do, because life has overwhelmed me so, is that I was going to take my own life. I was going to take my own life. Not only was I going to take my life, but I was going to take my baby girl's life along with me, because I was in a place that just things for me just weren't happening. It wasn't working out. But I am so thankful that God sent somebody my way, and they gave me a word of encouragement, just like I am giving you tonight, to let me know that, listen, you can make it through. You can be who God wants you to be. Let all of that other stuff that has gone on in your life, that has brought you to a place that you feel that you cannot live, you cannot go forward in life, let God have all of those things. After all, 1 Peter 5:2 says, listen, cast all your cares on me, for I care for you. You got to get to that place where you know that it is for God I live and for God I will die. I want you all to get to that place where you know that, listen, God is a very present help in the time of trouble. Let go of all of those things and stop looking back. Don't look back. Make a decision today that you're going to now continue on the way that God wants you to go, and that's looking forward. Understand that, listen, he is a very present help in the time of this. So all of this stuff that is going on in the world, every bit of it, make a decision today to let it go. I wake up in the morning and the news comes on, and the first thing on the CBS 7 o'clock news that the anchor says is, well, we begin our day today with the coronavirus. Listen, put the coronavirus where it needs to be, and that's under your feet, and send it back to hell where it came from. It is not of God, and we do not have to accept it, but go ahead and speak the word of God over your life. Then listen, God has given us everything that pertains to life and godliness. What is that, Vanessa? It is, listen, a word that says, listen, I have been made more than a conqueror through Christ who loves me. God has made me the head and not the tail. God has given his angels control. concerning me. God has been a shield of protection over me. God has been my very present help. He is the one that sustains me. He is the one that washes me whiter than snow. He is the one that through the shedding of his son's blood has cleansed me. And God is keeping us every day. Surrender all to him. Surrender all to him. Surrender all to him. And I promise you, God will meet you where you are, and he'll give you everything that you need, just like he did for me. And that, with that all being said, here I stand today from over 30 years ago, a blood-washed, born-again child of God. I know that God is for me, and that anybody or anything that tries to operate in my life or move in my life that is not of God, that it has been settled in heaven when my name was written in the Lamb's Book of Life, when I gave my life to Jesus Christ and I made him the Lord of my life. I decided from that day, no going back, no turning back. I'm looking forward and I'm set that no matter what life brings, no matter what it looked like, no matter what it feels like, I have made my decision that for God I live and for God I will die. There is no weapon shaped or formed against me that will prosper. I am set that God is who he says he is. He's Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the end. He is my all and all. Everything that I need, he is. Everything that I need, he and he alone provides. I surrender all to him. I surrender all to him. He is my everything. So no looking back. I am looking to the hills from which cometh all of my help, knowing that my help comes from the Lord. I encourage you, everybody, man, woman, boy, girl, that is on this call this evening, that you set yourself, no matter what anybody says, whether the enemy is saying it, whether anybody that you know is telling you anything that is contradictive or not of the word of God, you let them know that, listen, but this is what I know, that I know, that I know, that I know, that if God is for me, who can be against me? Be like Lot and be obedient to the word of God and watch the word of God work in your life. By faith and obedience, we can eat and have the good of the land. Glory to God. Tonight, every one of you listening, I don't know exactly what you're going through or what you're dealing with, but my word for you today, again, is to not look back, but to look forward. For there's only good in looking forward and being a child of the Most High God. So tonight I want to pray for each and every one of you. I want to pray for you tonight. I surrender all, Father, all to thee I owe, everything. I surrender everything and I give it to you, withholding nothing. Withholding nothing, knowing and trusting that you will hear our prayer. You will hear our call. For I read these words this evening in Psalm 61. And I'm telling you, I just had to hold myself as I was reading these words in Psalm 61. And it says here, hear my cry, O God. Attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. No turning back, no turning back, because I know who my strong tower is. No turning back, no turning back, because I have a rock that is stronger and higher than I. As I look to the hills from which cometh all of my help, glory to God, glory to God, comes from thee, O Lord. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. as, Father, we call upon your name, as we pray for one another, as we seek your face for guidance and direction. No other way there is for us to go except but by you. We thank you, Father, that you have given us everything that pertains to life and godliness. We thank you, Father, that you've made a way. We thank you, Father, that you've opened doors that no man can open. We thank you, Father, that you are a very present help. We thank you, Father, that you are our healer, that you are our strong tower. We thank you, Father, that you are our everything. You are our all in all. So we humble ourselves tonight, and we come to you boldly, and we come to you in faith, and we come to you with nothing wavering, but glory to God that you are our Father and that you will hear our prayer and that you will hear our call. So glory to God, Father, for every person that has tuned into this call tonight. We thank you for them, Father. We thank you right now that, glory to God, you are meeting their every need. We thank you, Father, that you are moving on their behalf. Whatever it is, oh, glory to God, that they stand in need of. It might be healing. It might be a financial blessing. It might be peace in their home. It may be, Father, a way out of no way, because all doors seemingly have been shut and don't look like anything is going to open. God, we call on your name right now in the name of Jesus to hear our call. So, Father, you make a way. So, Father, you open that door. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. The word of God says his name is above every name. We thank you, Father, that as we call upon you, you are hearing and answering prayer right now. Father, we thank you that you're moving by your spirit. We thank you, Father, that this is not about us, but glory to God, it is all about you. And it is about Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God. It is about the Holy Spirit. We know that you are near. I sense your presence. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, that you reveal yourself in a strong way. We thank you, Lord, to everybody on this call. We thank you, Lord. Glory to God. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father, and we give you praise. We give you glory, and we give you all of the honor. So, Father, make your presence known by your spirit in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You are moving by your spirit. Thank you, Father, that you are answering prayer. Thank you, Father, that you are working it out. We thank you, Father, that you have made us the head and not the tail. We thank you, Father, that we have been made more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. We thank you, Father, that we've been made the righteousness of Christ Jesus. We thank you, Father. Yes, we do. We honor you, and we give you glory because you deserve it. We thank you, Father. Yes, oh, glory to God, that you are our El Shaddai. We thank you, Father. Praise your holy name. Glory to God. I honor you right now, oh, God, my strength. I thank you, Father, that you and you alone are Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Glory to God, you are our Redeemer. We're rejoicing in you, Father. We're rejoicing in you, Father. Hallelujah. Because you said that we're to rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say to rejoice. We are praising you because, Father, you deserve to be praised. You deserve all of our praise. We thank you and we praise you, Father. We also give you honor. We give you glory. For this is the day that the Lord has made. We rejoice and we are glad in this day, this very moment, and this very hour. Father, we thank you that you've washed our sins as far as the east is from the west. We thank you that we've been blood washed by the blood of Jesus Christ, the ultimate sacrifice. He was our ultimate sacrifice. He was our ultimate sacrifice, and we thank him, we praise you for it. For without Jesus the Christ, we are nothing, but with him we can, and we are all and all in everything that we need and everything in who we are as children of the Most High God. So I thank you, and I honor you tonight, Lord. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. I surrender all to you, Father. I surrender all. We surrender all to you, Father. We give you everything. everything. We give it all to you, casting all of our cares upon you, knowing that you care for us, and we just bless you, and we praise you for it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. I want each and every one of you to begin to praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for deliverance. Thank the Lord for delivering you. Thank the Lord for blessing you in whatever it is that you're standing in need of. Thank you, God, that he has made a way. I want you all to, right where you are, to lift up holy hands and begin to praise the Lord. Right where you are, open your mouth and put voice to it to give God praise.
Praise the Lord. Praise God.
Give
Hallelujah.
God praise for making
praise.
That way.
Praise God.
Give God praise and honor him tonight, for he is our everything.
God, we honor you.
Blessing our family for having a place of employment, for giving us all that we can to lead us, for giving us our pastors, for giving us our church family. For God has given us everything that we need. He's left no stone unturned. He's left nothing unturned. He's left everything. As it needs to be, but we need it to fall from heaven and manifest the earth. So come, Lord Jesus, and receive our praise. Hallelujah. Come, Lord Jesus, and receive our praise. Come, Lord Jesus, and receive our praise.
Yes,
we thank you and we praise you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
We give you glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
We give you all of the honor.
Yes.
We just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
We just want to say we got it.
We just want to thank you.
We got it. Thank
you. Glory to God. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank
to have
you.
A heart of gratitude,
yes.
To have a heart
Hallelujah.
Of appreciation
yes.
To God our Father, Jesus Christ,
yes.
Who loves us.
Thank you,
yes.
Lord.
Thank
well,
you,
praise
Father.
The Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We bless you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We bless you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. We give praise to you, Father, because you're worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We certainly want to thank Reverend Vanessa for a powerful, powerful word tonight. Hallelujah. We thank her that she let go and she let God. And she began to give us the word of God. She set us truth tonight. Praise God. I like the way she ministered the word. She ministered truth. She prayed that word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I just praise God for her tonight coming on the Dream Team prayer line to minister a powerful, powerful word and a word that we can live by. Hallelujah. And we letting us know that we have everything we need in Christ. And that we don't have to look back. We need to continue to look forward. Praise God. Hallelujah. So all we need to do is keep our minds stayed on God, for he will keep us in perfect peace. People of God, we can't afford to look back. My God, we are not going to look back because we're going to look to the hills which cometh our help. Every bit of our help comes from the Lord. So again tonight, I want to say thank you so much, Reverend Vanessa, for coming on the line tonight and ministering to us. Ministering the word of God, ministering in prayer. May God continue to bless every one of you that's on this prayer line tonight. And even when we hang up, but you don't hang up from God, you continue to meditate on the word. Continue to feast on the word of God. Know who you are in God and to whom you belong. Amen. So again, God, praise you. Hallelujah. Well, I thank God for every one of you. And may the Lord continue to bless you. And may God raise you up that you will be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So I'd like to say good night tonight, and we just praise God for you. Thank God. This is the day the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing. We will continue to give God all the praise. Amen. God bless you, and I say good night.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, that was a good word. Yeah, I'm hanging up now.
Thank you.